Well, I think a lot of people are interested in the history behind it and the lineage of where Energy Mastery actually came from. Is it something that you just channeled from nowhere, or is it some, like, how did this come to be?
Mm. Yeah, everybody seems to want to know lineage, and that's going to validate it more. And, well, that's important. If you really look at science and you look at history, these are actually found throughout history for thousands of years. It's really fascinating. There's a book out there that actually talks about these things from 8,000 years ago called the Upanishads. Okay, that's beautiful. But you don't know how to decipher it. So each book, each religion has an element of this interwoven through it. And I'm a student. I'm a student of life. I'm a student of history. And energy has always been the thing I've thought about first, always. So I took what I knew and what I interpreted and the things that I had learned, and I really just started applying them as to, let's experiment. And every time I got a result, or I didn't get a result fast enough, I'd be like, all right, how fast can I make it? How much quicker can I make that happen? What are the things we need to do in order to get somebody a result? And not just for me to do it, but for it to be taught to somebody else so they could do it. I've studied almost all religions. I've had clients that were rabbis and Hindu priests and nuns and monks and, you know, all religions in my practice. And it's so cool because they all say the same thing. When you just deal with the energy of it, it allows you to be more of who you are and how you are in your life, and have a happier and more peaceful way about how you integrate your own religion and spirituality. So I think that is probably the most important thing to understand. And the greatest teachers of mine have come through Tibet.
So if I understand, then there's really no conflict with any particular religion. It's more of a common thread that mm-hmm. has been taught throughout throughout the lineage of the different religions.
Yeah, and the cool part about it is non-denominational. It is truly non-denominational. If you can breathe, you can learn how to do this and apply it to your own life in any denomination.
In my experience working with these and sharing these and working with my clients, I have not run across anything yet that can't be improved by Energy Mastery. And that's just from my own personal experience. And I know that you have literally thousands and thousands and thousands of those experiences. But I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit more about the methodology or processes that were used to develop all of these unique protocols. There's specific protocols for specific conditions. And I'm wondering how those came to be.
Think of a Rubik's Cube. You have to know the sequence in order to get all of the colors on each side in order for you to be the winner, so to speak. And just like a recipe that you make cake with, mm-hmm. you have to know that if you are not going to put yeast in there, it's not going to rise. Right? So you can do a whole bunch of mishmash of things and you'll get some results. However, to get the true results that you want, it's really about what is the next step. And with anything, there are certain requirements in order to get the ultimate result. So the first thing would be, we're going to deal with stress and pain, you know, all of the pains in the mind and the body first, and then we're going to sequence it out. So the objective is to create something that is going to get the fastest result in the shortest amount of time. Came from corporate, so I want quick results, right? So the fastest result in the shortest amount of time that anybody else can apply and do on their own. And a lot of it came from, a client would come and they'd say, I learned this and I learned this, and I'd say, show me, and they'd do it. And I was like, I can create something for you that takes about a minute and a half. And we're like, let's do this and this and this, and there you go. And they're like, oh my God. And so really, literally, people would come to me and they'd say, hey, I learned this thing, I learned this DNA thing, or I learned this other healing modality thing. And I'd be like, show me. And I can see the energy, and I'd look at it, and I was like, yeah, let's do something faster, quicker, that's easier, that you don't have to like try to remember and write down and look up every single time. So it really came about through my frustration of what others were teaching. And it was a long, drawn-out process and all these things that you'd have to remember to do in these ways. And the nature of the body gives you the answers. And so we teach that in Energy Mastery. And we teach you how to find it and follow it and then apply the principles that that we've worked through. Now, I always say you can experiment on your own, but the results are always interesting because we get calls if somebody experiments on their own and they go out of the sequence. So it's recommended. But I am always looking for things that are going to get somebody a quicker result in something that they can do in their daily life with something as simple as just their hands and, you know, an idea.
Well, one of the things that I think makes Energy Mastery so unique is the component of it that deals directly with the patterns, programs, beliefs of the mind. And I'm wondering if you can speak about what you were seeing in more traditional, say, energy healing that really compelled you to create Paramedas and what that is actually designed to do.
So I remember this guy coming when I first started, you know, doing this stuff, and he came to my house and he had some shoulder pain. And, you know, I did this protocol that I'd learned and I was like, yeah, should be good. And he called me and he said, well, it's back. And I was like, what do you mean it's back? I'm thinking, we should be done. That's good. So the fascinating thing was I started thinking about what is it that happened there that needed for him to come back. What did he have going on that required that he had to come back? And it wasn't through him that I started to create the Paramedas. It was when this woman came to me and she had cancer, and it was her fourth time having cancer, and she's like, I found you, you're the only one, and you're gonna help me. And I was like, okay, but I'm still like figuring this thing out. She says, nope, you're the one. And I thought, okay, great. And what I discovered is she would be awesome and the scans would be fine. And then she'd go back and live in her home with her husband in a particular way. And all of a sudden, it was bouncing back and forth and in and out. And I thought, there's a problem. There's something else going on and we haven't addressed this. And so I actually brought the family together and I had a meeting with them and I thought, I am going to find this out. And that's when I created the first steps in Paramedas of, all right, what is it that I can do to get somebody a solution outside of when I'm having a conversation with them that they can take home and continue to use to allow the unwinding and the process to follow through, right? And so we've actually been taught through the therapist model that people need to become codependent upon, and you want to learn to be independent of. And my whole mission with creating that was to give a template where people could learn to become independent of and really go out and have their journey of life. So I would just scribble all these notes, and it's really funny to go back and look at them. I'd scribble all of these notes of like, okay, well, we're doing this. And at first I called it a mind map, and I was like, yeah, that's so not it. And then I was just like, all right, well, we're just going to create this thing. And sure enough, we started creating it. I tried it on a three-year-old. I thought, well, if a three-year-old can do it, you know, right? I tried it on a three-year-old, and she could do it, and she was so excited. And she was screaming and running around the office afterward, and her mom was like, what have you done? This is not the same little girl. And I was like, that's the solution. And so that was the genesis of it, and it works with two sides of the coin. Generally, most circumstances dealing with energy work with putting more in, and they don't deal with both sides of the coin. Mm-hmm. And so we deal with not putting more in, mm-hmm. and we deal with both sides of the coin.
So really focus on cleansing, but also then the like you say, the flip side of the coin, like positive, negative, good, bad, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because generally, whenever we start down this path and we get better and we get more in tune, we tend to be like, yay, I'm happy. When inside we're kind of like, I'm maybe a 3 happy on a scale of 10. But before it used to be, you know, maybe a zero. So that's is better, but there's other parts to the coin and the equation that absolutely must be addressed. So yay, I'm happy as a three, that's nice. Okay, but what else is under the I'm not happy? So we're only dealing with one side in most circumstances who are teaching this energy stuff or even mindset stuff. They're just dealing with one side of it. We solve both.
Why did you name it Paramedus?
My favorite story. I didn't know what to call it. And I was flying back. My mom was dying. And I was flying back to help her and do some work for her and do some healing on her. And I'd picked up this magazine, and I'd been letting it run around in my brain for a while. And I didn't know why I had this magazine. It was, you know, some very high esoteric magazine. I'm thinking, yeah, it's not really the stuff I read. I like business stuff still. Mm-hmm. And even though I read ancient books, I still like the business stuff. And so I read it, and I got into this page. I was probably three pages in, and I was like, that's it. What that, I don't know what that word is. I don't even know what that word means, but that's it. And so, you know, went to the Google and looked it up and found out it's from a very, 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 very ancient word that is only used in one tradition anymore. It's used in Buddhism, but it actually comes from far back, more ancient word in history than that. And I thought, that's exactly what it is. So that's how it came. Mm.
And it means?
Getting to the other shore. So the way I see it is each shore that somebody learns through taking energy mastery and applying it to their life, there's another shore, of course. And then there's the ability to get to another shore and another shore and another shore. And these tools give you the ability to get to any other shore.